Thank you and good morning. A lot of attention has been paid to the fact that three state bills aimed at regulating medical marijuana in the state were signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown. The work at the local level is just beginning, however, as the Board of Supervisors and other local officials continue to craft the county's medical marijuana ordinance. The new state laws have allowed counties to issue their own restrictions on growing, producing, and selling marijuana, and for county residents, that will mean restrictions on the number of plants that can be grown and where. The draft ordinance relegates marijuana cultivation to areas designated as agricultural exclusive or rural residential agricultural. Conditional use permits will be required and will be issued in three tiers. Permit applications will require detailed plans for cultivation sites and will require on-site inspections. Grows of more than 10,000 plants will only be allowed on properties larger than 5 acres, and any allowed water diversion must be suspended from March through October of each year. At Tuesday's board meeting, the Board of Supervisors asked staff to look at easing some of the licensing and permit restrictions. One bill that was signed into law by Governor Jerry Brown flew under the radar, but it will go a long way to helping small businesses that face complaints under the Americans with Disabilities Act. State Treasurer John Chang issued a statement on Tuesday applauding the governor for signing AB 1230, a first-of-its-kind law that creates a loan program for small businesses. Chang said in a statement that by providing neighborhood businesses with affordable access to construction loans to widen doorways, build accessible parking, and include wheelchair-friendly restrooms, it's a win-win for mom-and-pop business owners and disabled Californians alike. On May 26th of 2007, the family of Fortuna resident Stephanie Lee Fowler reported her as a missing person after she had last been seen a month earlier at a tobacco shop in Lolita. In August of 2009, human remains were discovered in an old structure in Lolita, and they were confirmed to be those of Fowler. Her death was treated as suspicious and a homicide investigation was opened. On Tuesday, detectives from the sheriff's office arrested Jared Boyce in connection with Fowler's death. Boyce, Fowler's son-in-law, was taken into custody following a traffic stop in Eureka. Boyce was booked into county jail for homicide. Bail was set at $1 million. Eureka police arrested a wanted man on Tuesday. Jordan Christmas has more.
On October 4th, the Eureka Police Department issued a be on the lookout for Marcus Shirley, who was listed as a rape suspect in an incident at a downtown Eureka motel. After being on the run for 9 days, an officer spotted Shirley walking in the 2500 block of Union Street. Shirley attempted to flee again, causing a short foot pursuit, but he was subsequently detained near California Street. He was booked into county jail for sexual assault.
Thank you, Jordan. More than 50,000 residents along the North Coast in Mendocino, Humboldt, and Del Norte counties have signed up to participate in the 2015 Great Shakeout. Residents and government agencies alike will take part in the shakeout in an effort to prepare the public for an earthquake. The drill will take place on Thursday morning at 10:15. It's touted as a chance for everyone to take the time to prepare for the next big earthquake. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
What's the shopping show all about?
If you haven't listened to the show before, it's kind of tough to describe.
I guess the easiest first step is to simply go to the shopping show website.
TheShoppingShow.net.
And join us this Saturday for the next shopping show.
On KINS 106.3 FM.
KURY FM 95.3 and 101.3 in the Illinois Valley.
And KEKA 101.5 and 100.9 in Eureka.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. County District Attorney Maggie Fleming continues to add new staff members to her office. New, experienced clerical staff, investigators, and of course, lawyers are needed. Fleming has focused on hiring a mix of lawyers, from experienced old hands to young attorneys looking for their first job. Fleming said that once they are on board, the dynamics of working in a small office come into play.
I think one of the benefits of a small office is that I have a lot of day-to-day contact with everybody in the office. And what I really appreciate with the attorneys is they're coming in and saying, you know, I've got this motion pending, can I talk with you about it? And then we sort of go through it. And so what you really see with any attorney is their ability to not just understand the issues, how to address the issues, but then sort of the process that they go through in determining the evaluation of the case.
The job of a prosecutor is a unique one in the legal field, and Fleming said that finding the right fit, not only for a specific office, but for the job overall, can be tricky.
It really is something you're either drawn to or you're not, and that's something that comes to light fairly quickly in a career. We have a much different practice of law, you know, so there are some people who are uncomfortable in courtrooms. There are people who are uncomfortable with the sort of issues that we have to address.
Fleming, along with police and fire officials across the county, are taking full advantage of Measure Z revenue to increase staffing in their departments and offices. And that's the news on this Wednesday morning. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.